Taiwan Special, episode two of the week. I was talking about, look, dual citizenship is not a bad thing. It does not mean at all that you don't hate your own country. Goodness, I've been following political blogs. I predicted Trump would get elected because I followed American politics so well. I know more about what's happening in America than Americans do. You know how many people told me Trump will never get elected? Yeah, right. I predicted he would. Right after the Hawkeye caucus, right after the Iowa caucuses, I knew Trump was going to get elected, and I spelled out how. I've not forsaken America. I tell you something. I took it really personally. And the guy died. I'm not going to go into details, but it's very sad. I really wish that I could have been in more communication with him in his last days, but I wasn't able to be. He told me, and I mean, I had to stop talking. I mean, I would have talked to him, but we had to stop talking because he insisted on making it ugly. He said that I bailed on America, on my hometown, because I was living in another country. And I'm like, this is what's wrong with America. We think that learning about someone else means you hate yourself. What kind of thinking is that? I mean, deer hunters. All right, deer hunters. Deer hunters study deer. Does it mean that they don't want to be a human anymore? See, I came over here to Asia and I started studying Asia. Does that mean that I hate America? All the stuff that the 1 million words that I've written in the last 10 years would say otherwise. I mean, I wrote two books about reconciliation about Christians. I couldn't get Christians to talk to each other from different denominations, so I wrote fiction where they did. It was the only way I could make it happen. That was my... I've talked about that a lot. I've been ahead of the stick with Asian events since 2013. I mean, imagine Asia. Back in 2006 or 7, China was announcing their intentions very seriously, like it wasn't a joke to attack Taiwan. And of course, see, for me, I live in the world of tomorrow because I get hindsight. For me, China's already attacked Taiwan and we're already through it and overcoming it. And we're in the aftermath of rebuilding and life is wonderful. That's where I live, by the way. Because I know where life is going. I know the buildup to World War II. I don't know if you knew that or not. A lot of it was with trade going on with Japan. And America has been doing this back and forth. I had a Taiwanese friend trying to ask me, he was like, Jesse, what's this trade thing? Like, America trade with China. Are they going to forsake Taiwan? I'm like, are you kidding? Like, America's irritating the Chinese, trying to provoke China into a war quickly so that this arrogant Chinese regime gets cut down to size before it becomes too dangerous. That's what America's doing. I said to my friend, it's like this. Hey, come here. Let's be friends. And then I didn't injure him, but we were friends and I was being like enough to be irritating. I'd kind of like mildly whack him upside the head enough to be like just irritating. And I said, oh, come here. We're going to arrest your Huawei representatives. But you know what? Trade is a really important. In fact, Xi Jinping's my friend and we have a relationship. It's a great relationship. The best. Mexico's even paid for that relationship. And I don't mean they're going to write a check, but, we had a deal and I mean, a great friends. We got a great relationship. And oh, by the way, whack. We're sailing right through your backyard and putting ships all over the place and sailing right over your islands and don't care. But trade is, we're going to talk about trade. I think that we can really get along because I've got a friendship with Xi Jinping. Oh, by the way, here's $250 million in tariffs. Whack. You know what? In fact, I was going to add another $250 million. In fact, I'm ready to add another, but I'm not. Tell you what, 90 days, I'm sure we can talk this over. We're going to, by the way, you've got spies all over our country. We're going to be investigating you more. And it's like there's this back and forth thing that America's doing with China. And it's like, you know, I see it happening. So I've been over here in Asia watching this stuff. I forsook America. I forsook my home by coming over here to learn about stuff. Americans need to know what's going on in the other parts of the world, man. Other parts of the world attack us. Hello, 9/11. Hello, Pearl Harbor. Had America had more expats living in Japan, Pearl Harbor might not have happened. We might have known more about what was going on there. Left America, understand Asia, to forsake America? No way. No way. We got a lot of Asian Americans in America doing wonderful stuff. Taiwan is an awesome friend over here. I mean, they really want to be American in a lot of ways. I mean, there's actually a movement in Taiwan. I don't think it's very big. I don't think it'll ever go anywhere. I'm not advocating this. But there is a movement in Taiwan to try to become the 51st state. I think it's kind of laughable. I've asked a couple of friends, I said, you know, what do you think about this movement? They're like, okay. And I'm like, what? Really? So I don't know what. I said it and it might actually happen. I don't think so. It'd take a long time because of cultural issues. It would have to be like a Puerto Rico first, but, I think anyway, I don't know. I tell you, wouldn't that start the war with China? Taiwan becomes a 51st state. Wouldn't that, I wouldn't want that, man. I want dual citizenship. We've got to not be xenophobic. America has so many problems, not because we're bad and other countries are wonderful. We don't understand other countries. Just understand. There was a guy in Taiwan. Now he was a problem. This guy is a dweeb in Taiwan. I mean, there's dweebs in every country. And Taiwan has them also. A lot of good, wonderful people. Lots of friends. I was just talking with a friend today. Awesome friend. But I said, you've got these rules about foreigners and they don't work. Foreigners in Taiwan. He's Taiwanese. Foreigners don't work. He was so mad. I said, you need to understand them. And he was literally shaking. He was so angry. I said, I don't mean you need to agree with them. Many of the foreigners are wrong and bad. I mean, I'm trying to be understandable, you know. I told him, many of the foreigners are wrong and bad, but you don't know why. You don't know how to catch them because you don't know how to understand them. Just understand them. Agree with them or not. The hunter understands what he's hunting. A tiger hunter understands tigers. Understand, man. If you're going to go catch if there's a bear eating people, you need to understand the bear so you can go kill him so he stops eating people. Understand, whatever, good, bad, friend, enemy, understanding people is a good thing. And this DACA thing, there's a lack of understanding, not just agreeing. Look, there's probably a lot of very good DACA people who really, darn it, how did this happen? And it's Fox and the Hound. We're stuck in a horror story and the answer's not in the room. It's like a Saw movie. Don't go watch Saw movies. I watched one and it's enough. But it's like, you know, it's like a horror movie where the answer is not anywhere in the room that you're locked in. So what are we going to do? We've got these DACA people. They're not the bad guys. What are we going to do? There are bad DACA kids. There are. How do you sort it out? It's very simple. Mom and dad, get back home ASAP. Go to the end of the line, full confession. You are not going to bring them here as extended family. No way. They stay home. They stay out. You stay here in America. You're not going back to your home country. Maybe if we have a relationship with them, fine. No visas to your home country. No dual citizenship. No visas to your home country. You go in on a no visa, quick in and out type of deal. You can go to Canada and come out without a visa, right? You can do that with a lot of countries. Short term. So whatever your home country is, you're American, you go home, you are not allowed to have a visa for that country, you are not allowed to have a passport or citizenship, you renounce that citizenship for that country. If you can't renounce your citizenship, and guess what? You're not DACA. And you've got to know English better than you know your native language. It's got to be a problem. I mean, you know, it's back to the... The you know the I mentioned it in the Times. It was the back to Africa movement from the 1800s. Ridiculous, stupid, xenophobic idea. Total ignorance. Dude. I mean, you know, black people have been slaves 100, 200 years. They don't... Where are they going to go? What in the world? The only way to make it work would be to colonize Africa. Yeah, like that's justice. You want to talk, you know, remember all the complaints? Colonizing. So evil. Yeah. I mean, the back to Africa thing was absolute ignorance. I mean, they're trying to do the right thing, but they weren't doing the right thing when it came to knowing each other. That specifically Times, that's why I made the slogan, know each other. We've got to know each other. So you had the back to Africa people, they wanted to undo the mess. The problem is, when there's been an injustice, sometimes undoing it, just like, rewinding, just doesn't, that would make more injustice. It wouldn't help. So the injustice of the Back to Africa movement wasn't that people wanted to do something bad. It's that they didn't care enough to understand other people. So you got these kids were brought to America. They didn't have a choice. Probably they wanted to. They didn't have a choice. They have not built up credentials in their home country. Their English is not, or their English, see, I'm talking, no, because I know Americans that have grown up here in Taiwan, dual citizens, and their Chinese is better than their American English. Now, they're American citizens, but how are they going to go back to America and start a life? If they had to move back to America and finish school, it'd be a major problem for them. Major problem. So, there are some cases when putting the kids back would be an injustice. So what are you going to do? All right. Parents leave, don't come back. You never get a visa. You get one visa to that country, you are expelled from the United States. Your visa is canceled. You're kicked out of the country. Your citizenship is canceled. If you even apply for a visa. No visas to that country. You can go in and out with no visa. It's like, I'm just a visitor. I'm coming and going fast. No visa. That's cool. That's cool. Go visit your family. But no visa to that country. You have a citizenship, renounce it or no deal. Your parents go back. You're here. Mom and dad stay there. That's how it stays. Mom and dad can enter through proper channels. They're going to have to confess, report. They have to report themselves. By applying for DACA, you're reporting your parents. If it's so important to be here, then it's worth it to do this, right? And if you do that, you're not encouraging stuff to happen again and again and again and again and again. And you're also not doing something as stupid as the Back to Africa movement. See you tomorrow.